All right. So I had one.
All
I'm not
right.
that we're counting, but I had like what, five things, and you had socks. Okay, good. Next.
Yep.
I just want socks.
Hi, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Laura Lee. A few years ago, we met randomly and hit it off, only to discover that we had spent several years in our mid-20s together, going to the same university, taking the same courses towards the same degree, but never got to know each other.
Since then, we have lived our lives while growing our careers and our families in different provinces until Laura Lee's family moved and we found ourselves once again in the same place at the same time for a second chance at friendship.
We invite you to listen in as we discover how life can be better with friends. Hey!
How's it going?
Welcome to my Saturday.
It's Monday, though.
Oh gosh, let's start this over.
We can start it over if you want.
Start. We're recording on a Monday that feels like a Saturday, releasing on a Tuesday. Just pick a day.
Wow,
We don't
that's
know when
just weird
anyone's
math.
listening. Like, honestly.
There's a few people who are listening.
No, but we don't know when. Like, are they listening on a
Oh,
Tuesday?
right. So happy day, whatever day you are
Happy
listening.
day. Happy
Happy
day.
day. Yeah, we've got a special episode today.
We sure do. We sure do. And I'm feeling the crunch now.
Oh,
It
are
is
you?
as of recording, it is not yet December, but I'm feeling my daughter keeps telling me how many more days there are till Christmas, and I'm starting to panic. Nobody has a
Well,
list yet. It's ridiculous.
if they don't have a list, then they get what they get and they don't get upset.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My son has one thing on his list. It's a PS5.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's like,
Aiming
that's all I
high.
want. And I'm like, that's a really good strategy, son. That's well
Yeah.
done. Like, well done thinking that out. It's like, what do you want? He's like, a PS5. I'm like, but what else? Because
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
know if you're getting that for Christmas, but
Yeah.
we'll see.
How much do those go for these days?
It depends which version you get. You can get a digital one that doesn't have a disk drive in it. And
Okay.
I don't know which. I think the digital one is less expensive. I think it's about $400, $500, $600.
Ooh.
It's more than three, but less than 10.
That's a
Like
range.
it's like
That's a range.
four, five, six, $700 or something
How about
like
at
that.
Costco? Maybe they have them at Costco.
I haven't honestly I haven't really checked yet because I'm waiting for the Cyber Monday sales that come
Oh,
out. Like
good,
any
good.
sort of electronic stuff I try to buy during either Black Friday or Cyber Monday sales because and then use any points that I have or just try to bring the cost down. Thankfully, I do share the cost with his dad.
Yeah.
But his dad, oh, sorry, this is getting in a big swerve, but his dad wants to make it a goal for graduating. He's like, okay, if you get this grade average by the time you graduate, we will buy you a PS5. And so Isaac's trying to negotiate deals because his grades are not approaching the level that was previously agreed to. And so he's ready trying to renegotiate. He also doesn't want to wait until the end
Well,
of
yeah.
the year. He wants it at Christmas time. He's like, but mom, it can be like, it could be an incentive. Like, I don't get to play any games until my homework is done. And then I get to play the PS5. So it would be more motivating. I'm like, also a good point, my son, but you really do have to figure this out with your dad because his dad is the one who is like, you need this grade before we.
Yeah.
Before you, and I'm just kind of like, well, I mean, his old one is, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really into the paying for grades type of mindset, but I don't know.
Well, and I feel like once he has the PS5, wouldn't it be harder to study?
I would
I
think
know he
so.
says I will do my homework, but maybe it'll be really just rush through
Yeah.
because he wants to get back to, like, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm like, prove to me that you can do what you say you're going to do with the PS4, and then that would be a much better leg to stand on. Like,
Yeah,
show me that you have
totally.
the skills to be disciplined in this first. So,
Yeah.
anyway.
I don't know.
But yeah. So he has one thing on his list. I don't have very many things on my list because honestly, I buy myself what I want and what I can afford. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot. I don't have a lot of gift givers to me. So it's kind of like, well, you know, but this is kind of what I'd like. But yeah, I'm a little bit more practical minded, I think. Anyway.
So we may have jumped the gun a little bit and not actually told people what we're doing today.
I actually think we did. So maybe we run an intro before this or something. I don't know.
Okay. So we'll just fill them in now. You may have already figured out, because you're smart people, that we are talking about Christmas gifts today. This came about because I wanted to talk about Oprah's favorite things list for 2023.
Yep.
And then I looked at her favorite things list, and I mean, there's a decent mix of price points and options and selections and whatever, but I just feel like for the most part, it was out of reach for me. Most of the things.
Yeah.
Like a sweater that is $300, like that's really not something that I'm familiar doing. And I would never ask anyone for a $300 sweater for Christmas. Like that would have to be like anyone buying me a Christmas gift, just all go in on this one sweater. And like, honestly, I don't think I want the sweater that badly. So
no.
Then we thought we would just maybe do our own lists.
Yeah.
Things that are a little bit more attainable.
Reasonable.
And maybe more practical. Like Oprah has a lot of head wraps, turbans and things on her list. And like, I don't wear a turban. I mean, maybe I should. Maybe that's what I've been missing.
Maybe you need a turban at night to keep your curls popping.
Maybe. But like, honestly, I would still have to hop in the shower in the morning and redo everything. I don't think the turban is really going to give me a whole lot of staying power.
Gotcha.
So while I did
and
take
do you need more
one
than one
thing.
Do you need more than one
turban? Well, okay. I'm double checking because I feel like there were two options for a turban and now I can't see it. So maybe it was just one turban and like there was an eye mask. Maybe I got the two of them mixed up.
Okay.
I'm not sure. There's a lot of loungewear that's also very expensive.
Yes. Okay. But I'm sorry. Can I have a bit of a swerve? And this might be a longer episode because of the swerves that I will probably go
all
on.
All the swerves.
But I was looking at my closet yesterday and I'm like, look at all this workwear that I do not wear anymore. I think I have to, I have to rethink my wardrobe right now. I need like a couple of pieces to wear to work. And most other stuff needs to be loungewear, I think. So maybe I do need a loungewear focused Christmas list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have a goal.
I think I have a goal. Yes.
All right. I'm just trying to find our list that we made here.
Oh, okay. On Oprah's list, I liked the gloves that she had listed there. They were nice looking gloves. They're $20 on American Amazon. So they're probably like $30 on Canadian Amazon. But they look pretty nice.
They were the sort of there's different colors, purple, red, gray, brown.
Yeah.
Top it off, Sherry gloves. We'll just give some free advertising to these things.
Absolutely.
With index fingertips.
Yes. So that you can still use your phone, but not freeze your hands off.
Yeah.
Although I think I've pretty much decided I can't do gloves this year. I can't do gloves. I have to do mittens because my fingers get really, really cold.
Mm. There also were mittens that had like a pop-off top somehow so that you could Mercy Cozy Cabin mittens that have their thumbs have a poke hole. You can get your thumbs out. I'm not a huge thumb typer. Apparently I'm an ancient finger pecker
pecker.
Yeah, that's my style, so that would not help me. But if you are one of the cool kids and you type only using your thumbs, that would work for you. And they look cozy.
That is true. They do.
Adorable. Okay.
Yeah. There is on Oprah's list, there is a beanie. They call it beanies, but it's a toque.
Right.
Like, I don't know why.
It's the American
Americans
thing.
Call it beanies. Yeah. It's American. A beanie is a hat with a propeller on it, in my mind.
Like one of those little.
Anyway, they have a set, but it's got a headlight.
I totally missed that.
For kids.
Oh, for kids.
Okay. Yeah, but you could get one too. Actually, that would be really good for you for walking Boo. Like, just get a headlamp.
Huh.
then people can see you.
I never noticed that.
Well, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So those are the things I thought were interesting. Those are things
you. Okay, so I'll tell you the thing that I thought was interesting. It was in the adult section. The Softies Solid Marshmallow Reverse Seam Lounge Set. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I could not afford the whole set, so I just picked, I think, the bottoms. I thought those would be nice to just around the house thing. And yeah. I feel like they're $100 for each piece. That's why I just picked one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Actually, I also did see somewhere that she had recommended, she has another list that is for women over 40 or something like that, or gifts for her. Like it's a specialized list. And I feel like the same brand, the Softie Solid Marshmallow, which you can get on Amazon.
Yeah.
On the women's only list, she had it as a long, kind of like a sleep shirt, sweatshirt sort of idea, lounging dress with a hood.
Okay.
And I thought, I'm sorry, my legs would still get
cold.
I'd rather just have the pants. So I think I took just the pants for my list. Okay. That was what I did.
Okay.
So I've made some little categories here. That we can go through
for our list
and we will, let's just see what we got. How about, okay?
Okay.
Clothing and accessories. We've already talked about a few, but do you have some more?
Yep.
What do you have?
Honestly, I put socks. I just put socks
no
on.
No links?
I want socks.
Just socks.
Just socks. So here's the thing with socks for me. Mm-hmm. My feet swell. And so I have to be, and my ankles swell as well. Hey, that rhymes. But so I need socks that aren't tight on my feet, but stay up.
Oh.
So they are a little bit more special. Yeah, right?
How do you find that?
So they are a little bit more specialist. If you look for diabetic socks, they will, because diabetics also have swelling feet. I don't have diabetes. I've been checked.
Okay,
my blood is not indicative of diabetes, but
good to hear.
I still have fat feet. so I looked for, diabetic socks.
Okay.
You can find some. And so that they're wider opening and they're not as constrictive.
All right.
So
what height do you like of sock?
Oh, I like, it depends. If I really do like an ankle sock, if they're not too binding.
Okay.
Like, cause sometimes I'll take them off and I'll have like a line around where
that's not good.
It's not good. No. So I like a good ankle sock, but I like big fuzzy socks too. Like I think they're called cabin slippers.
Okay.
With a like Sherpa lining on the inside and the, anyway. Yeah. So I just put socks.
Yeah.
But you've got a little more specific items
Well,
here.
Yeah. Cause I figured we'd put some links in our bio and our whatever show notes, and then we can, people can take a peek. Okay. So one thing that I recently fell in love with, but then yesterday realized it was an American company and shipping to Canada isn't ideal because there's customs. Is the Brian Anthony's jewelry. It just came up on my feed and I was looking at it and I was picking all my Christmas gifts from there. And then I realized, there's going to be customs or whatever. Now with Dan in the States, as often as he is, I could potentially work it out so that it's delivered to the hotel and he can bring it back and whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
But he's going like this Tuesday and I wanted to order things that were on sale already for Black Friday. And I didn't think that would line up. Okay. There's an extra level of stress there that quite frankly, I just don't need. So
what do you like about this jewelry?
They have these very interesting little kind of, let's call them empowerment messages that go with the things. So for instance, one of them is a beautiful necklace, and it talks about how we aren't perfect. We shouldn't strive for perfection. We're, the imperfections make us beautiful. And so the necklace itself has these little rectangular kind of shapes, and they're just not lined up perfectly. Okay. They're kind of askew to each other, and
very nice.
And I thought, oh, that's such like, it's a good message, and they're beautiful, like, and they just have a lot of really beautiful items like that have really lovely little messages to them. So and they didn't seem like they were horribly expensive until I realized that was actually American. And I'd have to wait for like 2 months until they clear customs. So I wasn't really sure.
Oh, yeah. Boo.
But
I wonder if you could find something similar on Etsy.
I have been looking.
That's Canadian.
I have been looking.
Oh.
I did find a very similar looking one to that perfectionist, whatever, a website called Stand By One Foxy Originals, and that is Canadian. They come from Toronto, so that would be my backup. Just don't have the little messages that go through, and they don't have quite the selection that this other place had. I thought the other place had some really really lovely minimalist designs that were classy and not terribly busy. Like, sometimes they can be really busy. There's charms hanging off and there's lots of little things going on, and the Brian Anthony's was very simple and elegant.
I like that.
Okay, so my next clothing and accessory item is deer foam slippers. Basically any slippers that have a rubber sole on them that you can wear outside to take the trash or to run and get mail.
There you go.
You know, anything like that, I love.
You need like indoor-outdoor shoes.
Yeah. I like the one, like, currently I have a pair from Costco, and you can't beat the price on those. But I find that they're super comfy in that they have this intense, like, lamb's wool interior that really feels like a cloud when you first get them, and you almost feel like, oh no, these are too small for me. But then once after the lamb's wool gets compacted a bit, then they fit better. But the only problem with them is I find that they're really, really, really hot.
Yeah,
and
that's my hesitation in getting those.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah,
I like my feet to be warm, but until you break them in, I find that they're just almost too hot. So they're okay, but I prefer the deer foam ones because you have a little bit more option for how much coverage your foot has. You can have the slip-ons or the full slipper or like the less lining, whatever.
The less one. I feel like I would need my toes to be open just for temperature regulation, maybe. A little bit like sticking your foot out of the covers when you're sleeping. Yeah. Like your toes just kind of poke through to keep your...
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then I found some wide leg pants called Quince wide leg pants.
Okay.
Are they on Amazon? Let me double check. Nope. They were on the Quince website. They look like sweatpants.
Yeah,
but they have they're a little short and they have a big hem on them. I thought they looked kind of elevated. Yeah, they weren't a hugely bad price, but they are probably American.
Okay.
It's funny how I was really kind of actually stressed out about my assignment of coming up with gifts for myself, because I find I just don't ask for gifts very often.
Yeah.
While I do have some people who shop for me, they have a very limited budget, and so it took me a while to kind of get into the groove of thinking of what I might like. And then, I really got into it. So now I have quite a nice sizable list.
Yes.
And then my last clothing and accessories item is, it was just on Amazon. It's called Hoto Love or something like that. It's a cotton robe. It's a mid-length cotton robe. I like it because I often get really hot after a shower, and this would be just nice and light, like not a big honkin' terry cloth something. I believe it comes in plus sizes, which just makes me feel happy because sometimes I feel like there's not enough coverage and then things are escaping.
Yep.
And there's lots of beautiful colors, some patterns. I just thought it was kind of nice. It was just a nice little upgrade.
My current My current robe, I had to buy, it was an emergency buy at Walmart when I was out of town because I forgot my pajamas. I didn't pack pajamas for whatever reason. And I was vacationing with my son. And I'm like, well, I need pajamas. I mean, I could wear other clothes as well. But yeah. So I went to Walmart. And the only ones that I liked that were in my size came in a three-piece set that had a little robe with it. So that is the robe that I currently
Your default
use.
Robe.
It's nice enough. It's my default robe. I actually, and I get so tired with robes that fall open all the time. Yeah. Because you're wearing a robe because you're trying not to be naked in public. Yeah. Well, in the company of other people. Right. So I sewed in a couple of hooks. And,
oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that it's just not, you know, a free show for anyone.
I mean,
yeah.
Pay at the door or something.
Exactly. People. Yeah. Come on. For sure.
All right. So I had one. All right. Not that we're counting, but I had like, what, five things and you had socks. Okay, good. Next.
Yep.
I just want socks.
Honestly, though, I mean, because of my new perspective on my current wardrobe, I would like gift certificates because I don't want people to buy me clothes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't want people to buy me clothes because then I have to give them my measurements or my size or whatever. And I'll say I'm a 2XL in something, and someone who's never bought plus size clothing in their life will buy a double XL because there's two X's in a double XL.
Oh.
But double XL is not the same as a 2X, right?
Well, and every company is
and
different.
I don't really want to have to.
Every company is
That's
different.
True. That's very know. True. Yeah. But anyway, I just don't want other people to buy me clothes. I would like to buy my clothes. Please,
yep.
Gift certificates are great for me. I am not insulted by a gift certificate.
Perfect.
At all.
Yep. Same.
Yeah.
Same. All right. Now for the category where we don't have to give any sizes because one size truly fits all. Books.
Unless it's a vampire genre, then that size doesn't fit me.
Come on. Okay. Fair enough. Books. You go.
Books. I also cheaped out on this one and said a Kindle Unlimited membership or credits. I know.
Okay.
I do like physical books, but I am recognizing that I typically read books once and then they take up, you know, 12 square inches of space in my house for the rest of my life. So I really am trying to go more towards borrowing library books and doing my Kindle.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I get that. But that's really hard to do a Christmas wish list for. So I mentioned actual titles.
Yes, but you had five or six titles. Yeah. So I was like, oh, she's got this one covered.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have put down Happy Place by Emily Henry.
Okay.
I believe I read one of her other books, The People You Meet on Vacation. I believe that was hers and I enjoyed it. Okay. So I thought this one probably would be good.
Yeah.
There is another one on here that I'm not going to mention. You can DM me if you want to know, but I'm going to leave it out because I might get it for Dan for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want
my... He doesn't listen to the podcast.
He doesn't, but my kids listen to this and then they might get it for me.
Right.
Well, they don't always, but they might listen to this one if they're looking for ideas. They might get it for
so
me, and if I get it for him, then there's two in the household. That'd be silly. So we'll leave that off.
Yeah. That's fair.
There's another one called The Leftover Woman, a novel that looked interesting. It's by Jean Kwok.
Okay.
And an author that I've loved forever, Janet Ivanovich. She writes just silly little kind of mysteries. There's some hot, steamy stuff. There's some mostly humor. And she has a new kind of spin-off series from her. What's the name of the person? Why can't I remember the name of the, well, whatever. So she's got the one for the money, two for the dough, like all the titles
have
a number in them.
Yeah.
And Stephanie Plum. Thank you. It came to me. So that's Stephanie Plum. And in one of the later episodes, novels, they introduced a new character who is a recovery agent. And so now there's this new series based on this recovery agent. I can only imagine it'll have a similar feel. So I'm interested in that.
Okay.
Oh, I listed cool. one twice. Okay, interesting. And there's
a... You really want it.
I mean, maybe. I'm not sure. There's there's an, I think it's Netflix show movie made from this book, Along for the Ride by Sarah Dessen.
Oh,
I want to watch the Netflix, but I would like to read the book first.
Gotcha. Okay. I haven't heard of that one.
It's a young adult option. So you may not, it may not come up on your feeds.
Right. It's all full of murder. But,
and if you don't have a whole lot of vampires up there, you probably wouldn't get that. Or like to all the boys I loved before, or the Summer I Turned Pretty series. Like if you have that stuff, then maybe this would pop up. But anyway, okay. So it's a book first. I want to read the book.
Gotcha. Now, technology categories. I actually have two things on here and you only have one. So I think we're balancing out.
Well, yeah, that's
fair. Look at that. So what I put on here is a universal charger, and it was a Jamie B. Golden Greenlight. And it's a one device that can charge five things at the same time, but it's got different, because you know chargers, they all have different, like the lightning cord for the iPhone or the USB-C or the Android one or whatever. So it's got all of the different outlets in one
or whatever.
Yeah, one slim charger type of thing. So I think that would be really useful.
That would be.
I also put in a car phone mount. I would like one of those, I think.
Okay.
Because, and do you know I think so. I can put that link in there too. But I really have a problem with the ones that sit in the air vents, because in the winter it's blowing heat and in the summer it's blowing cold. And in both of those instances, I want either warm or cold heat. I don't want anything to be blocking my reception of temperature.
Sure.
So what do you have?
Well, no, I was just going to say, we have the kind that are sort of suctioned to your dash and they're falling off.
Oh.
Often. Or to your windshield, like they often do both. I mean, sometimes they're not bad, but they always fall off at the most inopportune times.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of screwed. So I was wondering about the air vent kind.
Okay. I had the air vent kind for a long time. Well, not a long time. Not a long time. It lasted a while, but eventually I just didn't like having my phone being perpetually hot or cold based on the airflow.
Yeah,
but the one that I have been looking at is a really small magnetic one, that where you put like a magnetic plate in your phone case and then you attach the little car mount on like wherever you want it, so I don't have to put it on the vent. And it's supposed to last. It's supposed to be really strong, and so I'd like to try that.
That sounds like a good one. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. They have good Instagram ads. That's what gets you.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, mine. Okay. I didn't even know this existed.
Okay.
And I came across it and I thought, this is perfection. It's called a screen magnifier. You can get them in different sizes. I feel like the 12-inch size would be fine for me.
Okay.
Basically, you set your phone in this little kind of tray, and then there's a screen that projects whatever's on your phone onto the screen and makes it bigger. Some of the screens make them 3D or have the 3D capability. I don't know how, or if your phone doesn't have 3D, how can that happen? But I don't get it. I don't care. I find that sometimes I want to watch a show in bed.
Yep.
And while I could take my laptop to my bedroom and do that, and we have, because it doesn't have cell capabilities, and I don't know, like I've never tried to download a show to my from Netflix to my laptop. I feel like you can't do that the same way you can on your phone, or maybe I just don't know how. Whatever. I already have shows downloaded to my phone, and it's just, you can watch something without the frustration of the having to spool and like kind of you've lost your signal and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So 9 times out of 10, I just use my phone if I'm watching something in bed. But if I had this little thing, the screen would be so much bigger.
It would.
Then Dan and I, like sometimes we use his laptop or his iPad.
Yeah.
But again, if it hasn't been downloaded, it can be very frustrating.
Okay.
So
that's, I feel like that seems would be pretty cool.
A handy little thing.
Yeah. I've seen ones that can actually, you can actually project from your phone onto like a wall or something like that.
Yes, I've seen those too, and the reviews have been a little mixed on the quality of your projection.
Gotcha.
And you'd have to
Okay.
have a bare wall within, reasonable space or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's challenges with that for sure.
I feel like this is pretty low tech and all that I need.
Yeah.
That's my, and it was like $20. Like, this would be a really great gift for a kid to get me, frankly. I
Yeah,
don't know.
honestly. Say that a little louder for the listeners in the hall.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, nobody's listening in the hall
No.
today. But
Boo.
I could just put it in our Amazon wish list, Mom's Christmas wish list ideas, and just leave it there. Maybe someone would figure that out.
That's a good idea.
All right. Kitchen and home is our next. Oh,
I
no,
do have a
it's not.
comment. No. Yeah, it is. No, we're moving on. We're moving on to kitchen and home. And I do have to say, do you, why are there so many candle holders on here? It's like, what is going on at their house that they need so many candle
I
holders?
can
I would like to
explain. I
know.
can
Please,
explain.
please.
Okay.
There's like
We have a very exciting renovation that is yet to begin.
Right.
In this renovation, part of it will be the removal of our existing fireplace wall, a new fireplace,
Oh.
a new mantle,
Okay.
and bookcases on either side.
Okay.
And so I am planning ahead for the day where I might have a nice place to display some objet d'art,
Okay. Okay.
or to like to have some books stacked with some plants and something interesting,
Right.
And
Yep.
I don't have anything interesting. I don't have any things.
Okay, so this is your something
So
interesting
this is my,
thing.
yeah. Not
Okay.
that I'm saying I want all of these candle holders. I just really like them,
Okay.
and something like that I would like.
Okay.
Maybe.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. It just
So
seemed like an excessive amount of candles holders, that's all.
I appreciate that. I've got some mango wood ones. I've got some
Yeah.
natural, excuse me, natural wood ones. I've got something that looks like a U shape kind of thing that you put some taper candles in. And
Okay.
then I found some cool candles that were three color, like they were like black at the bottom, gray in the middle, white on top, or something like that. And I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. And a
Okay.
lot of this stuff is from Bucleer, which is very easy on the budget.
Yeah. So maybe
Again,
something else that
the
kids,
kids
yeah.
could, yeah, totally
Yeah.
afford that. I did originally start at the Pottery Barn, and those things are not cheap.
Oh,
No, they are not.
no.
But I did see there some kind of interesting. They're called Merry Reindeer Brass Objects. There's three different sizes of reindeer, and they look like they were created out of molten metal. They're
Yeah.
very stick figure-ish.
They're very stylistic and they have
Yeah.
amazing antlers.
Yes. And I just thought those would be really cool on the mantle as
Yeah.
a sort of a modern Christmas decor.
Okay. I can definitely see
And
that.
yeah. And then I'm not sure if I added it. They also had, I think I didn't add it because it was kind of expensive. I want to say it was like $200, and basically it just looks like a branch.
Oh,
And I
okay.
was thinking, like, it's metal, it's
Yeah.
brass. Kind of thought I had added that. But anyway. And then I was thinking I could also just get a branch. Maybe if I want it black, I could spray paint that branch
Yeah,
black.
for like pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I may have left that off, but I
Okay.
also like that idea of having like a stack of books that are
Yeah.
heavy and, linear, and then mixing it with something very organic, like a
Okay.
branch or like a
Yeah.
piece of coral or something that's just very shapely.
Yeah,
So
shapely.
that's
Nice.
shapely. So that's why I have so many freaking wood candle holders on this
Yeah,
list.
okay. Well, I appreciate that explanation. It makes sense, and I
Yeah.
look forward to seeing it when it's completed at
Huh.
some point in the future.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
What were your things?
Well, the first thing on my list, and honestly, I might just buy this for myself before before Christmas, but I want cotton sheets. I have microfiber sheets right now, mm-hmm. and they're mm-hmm. nice and soft, but I'm like, I need some temperature regulation, something happening, you yeah. know, like I need, and maybe I have some, I should look anyway. I don't have new ones, so I would like new ones.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. higher quality. Yeah. And to go with my bed theme, either a body pillow or a reading pillow, I would just like to make my bed a little bit nicer, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
So I thought this would be a really good idea as just a general item for other people to maybe take. And maybe I will buy myself more of this because smart Wi-Fi plugs and light bulbs, I think those are amazing. Because you don't need timers anymore for outlets and lamps and stuff like that. You can just connect a light bulb to your Wi-Fi and you can set a timer on it. They usually yeah. come in different color. Like you could change the colors and stuff like that. So that's really good. But so that's for light bulbs. And then for plugs, you can use that for plugs too. You can just say, you know, Alexa, turn on my coffee maker. And it will turn on your coffee maker. Right. So I think that's it could save a bunch of time.
Now, we have our Christmas trees on timers, but I did just recently see an ad for people telling Alexa to turn on their Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a good idea, too.
Yeah. Well, you could actually set a whole routine with them and say, hey, Alexa, it's Christmas time. And she would set a playlist and she would turn your lights on and your tree and all that stuff.
Oh, so. Wow.
I know.
Look, honey, just made my first Instagram post a couple weeks ago. I'm not ready yet for all of that. That's a lot.
We live in the future now.
We do.
I know. Another thing that I put on is glasses. I need some glasses. I need some drinking glasses because I have like a mishmash of various sets from previous eras in my life, and I just want everything to match. Like I just want matching stuff. I'm okay if my mugs don't match because mugs is definitely I'm in the mood for this mug type of thing. But I just want my dishes all match mostly. So I just want a matching set of drinking glasses. I'll probably just buy that myself too, but honestly. But yeah. And then the last thing I put on there was I have zero candle holders on my list.
You have none.
No.
You can have some of mine.
Okay, I appreciate that. I also put on home organizer sessions and handyman hours. So that's basically someone pay for a handyman to come to my place for like, you know, 5 hours or something, and I'll get him to put up my handrails and to mount my solar panel outdoor light type of thing and maybe fix my floor and home organizer. What's that?
Oh, sorry. Do you know that Dan has a little handyman side business?
He has a side business? I did not know that.
He sort of does. Like he doesn't advertise exactly, but just in our neighborhood, he has on our neighborhood post thing.
Yeah.
He's done about 4 jobs already for people. Some of them quite intense and some of them like not hard at all.
Yeah.
Where he will do some sort of, you know, job that requires tools that people don't typically have or the know-how on how to use them.
Yeah.
And he will just get paid whatever they want to pay him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
and it has turned out to be pretty lucrative, actually. I thought people would be kind of cheap, like because they have usually already gotten a quote from somewhere else to do the thing, and they're like, no, that's crazy, and then they'll pay him almost the same amount. I don't know why.
Well, probably because that's really good and he enjoys it. Well, yeah. I'll send you a little video of what I'm looking to have done and maybe I can pay for that. Well, maybe I'll wait till after Christmas to see if anyone else is going to pay for handyman hours at my house. But
you should do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that finishes our.
Oh, does it? I thought there was one more thing. Well, you were going to tell me about the organizer sessions. Now, is this someone coming in and organizing for you or someone organizing with you?
Okay. It's with me. Yeah. Okay. Although it would probably be easier if I wasn't there, but and honestly, I'm okay with organizing. I just need someone to sit with me and help and talk to me and talk me through it. And like, I'm fine with helping out, but I just need the encouragement and the camaraderie, and sometimes the like objectivity is what I need the most. So
I understand that. Okay.
Yeah. So there we go.
Okay. And there we go. All my candle holders, all the candle holders. Okay. leisure. Now I think your leisure ideas were better than mine.
I agree, but I also like yours very much.
I don't really know. Maybe it should have gone into self-care, or maybe we should have had a food category. My leisure activity was Kochu chocolate. There's the chocolatier in Calgary who is local. It's called Kochu chocolate. Really, really yummy stuff.
Yeah.
Not something you would necessarily buy for yourself, but she makes this amazing bark, milk chocolate bark with sour candies in it. And like popping candies, and it is so delightful. And also chocolate covered sponge toffee. Those are my two favorite things. She makes like a lot of different things.
Like a crunchy chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But fancy.
But fancy. You could get like milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate. I don't know. But yeah. And big honking chunks of it.
Oh, yum. I love sponge toffee.
It's so good. Yeah, everything there is excellent, but I have simple tastes. These are my two favorite things.
Nice. Mm-hmm. For leisure, I put gift certificates to restaurants, movies, and activities, because honestly, there's not a lot of extra money for leisure stuff nowadays, just because of, milk is $6 for Pete's sake. So
ridiculous.
Yeah. And then I also put art classes, because I really do want to take a watercolor class. I did some watercolor in the summer. I just put on a YouTube tutorial and just sort of did it. But and honestly, I could do that to myself, but an art class would be fun.
Yeah. Or you know what? Olivia's really been into it too. You could come over sometime and the two of you could like
watercolor.
Do a little project together.
That would be lovely.
She's done some really lovely things. She did a building. She kind of did this facade of a building that I think is just from where it was quite lovely. She did a birch tree scene. Very like she's got some skills.
Anyhow. Nice. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. Alrighty, what's our next it's beauty and self-care. We've got a few more things happening here.
Yep. Yeah, you have a lot of stuff from Lush.
I do. Yeah, so so I was just on the Lush, and these are some of these things are tried and true. I love them, and some of them are, I would like to try. So the tried and true I love from Lush is the Honey I Wash the Kids soap. Like it's a bar of soap, and it has a honey flavor. It may not be for everyone, but I absolutely love that smell.
Okay.
And then they have a lotion called Dream Cream, which is got like a jasmine undertone. I'm not sure what it is. Calamine and something. It's very soothing. It's just very nice and gentle to your skin. But I love the scent of it. I just love it. And then they had something called a Lime Bounty Body Butter, which sounded delicious.
Yeah.
And a Super Milk Hair Primer for curly hair that I thought would be probably good to try. And a jasmine perfume that I like the smell of jasmine. Sometimes it can be very strong though. So I'm not sure. I'd have to actually smell it to see if it would be something I'd actually want to wear.
And you would probably have to wear it. Like you should just go to the store and put it on your skin and then wear it for a day and see what.
Yeah. Cause I have jasmine oil and I will do that. And I love it, but I think Dan finds it a little too much.
Okay. That's fair.
So cause it's quite strong. Anywho. I used to have these candles when I was in my 20s. They were jasmine chamomile candles, and they were made in Canada. They don't sell them anymore anywhere. And they had a scent that was supposed to be good for menstrual cramps.
Oh.
And they were. Like, it was just a really comforting aromatherapy for that time of the month. And I've always loved the smell of that ever since.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. How about you go?
I put an electric blanket. And then I'm like, do I really need an electric blanket? I don't know. I think it would be to have. It'd be nice to warm up the bed before I go to, you know, just put it in the bed and turn it on. And then, because I'll get too hot, probably.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe.
I also put shower steamers in there. And I have used those in the past. It's basically a bath bomb for people who don't take baths. Because you just put it in there and it releases, like,
essential oils and stuff.
Essential oils or whatever. It just makes it makes your bathroom smell nice and your shower smell nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those under eye patches, which honestly I should probably just buy those for myself in my regular, like, you know, health and beauty weekly grocery shopping trip or whatever. Sure. You know, those I should probably have. I've never used them before. I'm like, I wonder how it would be different, because I do have a little bit of dark circles under my eyes.
Are they a one-time use?
Think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we being environmental now?
Oh no, I don't understand how they work. I wasn't sure if they were like little gel pad things that you put in the fridge and then you put them on your skin to reduce puffiness.
Right.
Or if there was some other sort of, like, cuz then I think those would be reusable. Both.
I think there could be both. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I heard about, like, it's like those masks that are out now. Like, you just put those masks, like, you unfold the sheets and put them on your face. And I heard that a lot of the benefit from those is just that the mask itself prevents evaporation of the product, basically.
Yeah.
So it's more like it just goes on your into your skin as opposed to being evaporated or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, sounds
now
good.
This I don't think I would love it if somebody bought this next item for me. It's probably something I should just buy for myself.
Okay,
it's a double chin reducer. And I mean I'd like to see if there's a difference in my chin area, like under like there's your chin and then there's like the part that attaches to your neck. I guess that is still your chin. It's like the underside of your face.
I'm looking at it on Amazon.
Well, actually, Laura Tremaine, who's another podcaster that I listen to, she recommended it. It was one of her favorite things.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got two more in this category.
Okay.
One of them is a makeup organizer case, because my makeup is all over the place and it's in various containers and bags, and I would just like one big. I don't know if it needs to be big either. Just one. I just want my makeup in one place, because I write notes all over the place. And then I actually bought this for myself already. So this is a pre-Christmas present for myself, because last year I wanted it and I waited too long and it was all sold out. So what this is a perfume sampler from Shoppers Drug Mart. So what you get is five little mini samples of perfume. Mm-hmm. And it's like, good perfume, like name brand, like Marc Jacobs and who else? I don't know what else is in there, but it's like good perfume. And so you buy these samples for $125. But with those samples, you also get a gift card. So you can exchange that gift card for a full size version of any one of those samples. So it's perfect for me, because I don't know what my body chemistry is doing these days, but it's definitely changing, like, it's hormonal related for sure. But because my body chemistry is changing, I have no idea what perfumes are going to smell like on me until I wear them for a while. So this is
like
perfect.
I like that idea.
Because I can buy the sample, I can try it. And then I can decide which is my favorite. And then I've already spent $125. I can take the card in, and it doesn't expire either. So you could go in like 3 or 5 years later and get a full size version of your favorite. So
I'm looking it up, and I'm not actually able to see the one that you have, but I did find one that also looks interesting. A Versace Ladies Miniature 5x5mm fragrance collection. And the first two look like something I would love to try. And I'm in a similar boat. I would love to wear something that isn't just like a body spray, like a Bath and Body Works body spray or like one of those kind of level. I would love to wear something that's more like a perfume.
Yeah.
But I don't know where to start anymore.
That's where you would start.
That sounds just wonderful.
Yeah.
But this one doesn't come out with, this one does not come with a card. This one is just the samples of perfume. And it's $56, so it's less money. Valued at $100. Although this one does say that you get three free samples of something else with your luxury beauty purchase. So,
oh, well, they have one for men as well.
Yeah, I see the men's one. I don't see the women's one. Oh, wait, there it is. No, that's still men's. Anyhow, I'll look into it because that's really, really a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Makeup organizer case. Okay, so I had, and this I already have, but I still love it. And if anyone is looking for a gift for their mom or for themselves, I love me an extra large heating pad that is like, I have one that's like 2 feet wide and it has an auto turn off. So you could turn it on at night for a couple of hours and you don't have to worry about falling asleep and getting burns on you because it will auto shut off. Although there is a, you can have it on auto shut off or you can have it on just stay on all the time. Did realize that Jaden was using it with the just stay on all the time feature. Fantastic. Then I found a couple massage-y things on Amazon that looked interesting. One is this Shiatsu neck and shoulder massager, and it looks like it goes on you like a shawl.
Okay. Oh.
And then the massage-y bits are on your neck, or you can move it down to your back, or you could put it on your legs, or you could kind of anywhere you need some massaging. It would go anywhere. And then there was one that is a foot massager that looks like slippers, like a little...
Oh,
a little machine that has slippers in it.
Yeah.
You put your feet in and it'll massage like all the way around. Can you imagine having one of those under your desk?
That was,
and you're on a Zoom meeting and you're like,
oh, excuse me, I'm just going to fall. Well, people might be wondering what else you might be doing. Just be careful with that. I actually do have a foot massager that someone gave me a couple of years ago, but it's like you put your feet down on it and it's got those balls that twirl and like underneath your feet. And it's lovely, but sometimes I just want someone to get in there with their thumbs and just massage my feet, you know, and I think you actually need a human for that.
You might. This one had something at the heel.
Oh,
I think it was just air, like compressed air blowing at your heel or something. Like there was something definitely happening like all around your foot, which I thought was interesting.
Well, that sounds really cool.
I don't know.
And I hope it was helpful for people. This is like a supersized episode.
Me. Yeah.
I know, right?
Can't wait because I have a birthday coming up and Christmas, so I could have many ideas for many people. Hello.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Lots of ideas. Cool. Well, this was great. This was a lot of fun.
It sure was. Yay. And now I will nap because for some reason I woke up too early today.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Naps are awesome though. You'll feel better.
I will.
Yay. Cool. Thanks, Lurly.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
cold.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and that it sparks new conversations with friends in your life.
Please follow and subscribe to Better With Friends wherever you listen to podcasts, and tell your friends too. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating and a nice review.
We are on Instagram at betterwithfriends.pod, and you can email us at betterwithfriends@outlook.com. We would really love to connect with you. Until next time,
bye!